KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 21st day of April for 2021. Ione City Manager Lori McGraw has been fired by the Ione City Council just over 3.5 months into the job. The decision was announced following a closed session vote of the City Council last night. Following a regular public council meeting, the council then moved to closed session for almost 2 hours. Under California public meeting law, personnel matters must be attended to in closed session, so the details of the discussion are not known. However, it was reported out of closed session that council member Diane Ratton had made the motion to end McGraw's employment contract, with Dominic Atland seconding the motion. Dan Epperson joined the two in voting for the motion to end McGraw's contract. Mayor Stacey Rhodes voted against the motion, and Councilmember Rodney Plamondon abstained. It was also reported that the council voted to offer McGraw her previous job with the city as finance director. McGraw had previously worked for the City of Ione as finance director for 4 years before becoming city manager at the start of 2021. McGraw was combative following the announcement, denouncing the decision to the council from the public speaker's lectern. McGraw said she had been let go for opposing favoritism shown by the board. She was then warned by the city attorney not to talk about items discussed in closed session.
Well, Amador County Public Health reports 21 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total lab confirmed case count to 1,751. The new cases include 7 under the age of 18, 6 18 to 49, 7 50 to 64, one person over 65. Now this week, Amador County Public Health transitioned to using the MyTurn platform for COVID-19 vaccination clinic registration. The next vaccination clinic scheduled this Friday. To register, visit myturn.ca.gov, or those without internet, call 1-833-422-4255. Now, over 25,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in Amador to date. Over 9,000 residents fully vaccinated. Now, last week, California Department of Public Health released recommendations for those fully vaccinated. 2 weeks after receiving the second dose of the two-dose series of Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or 2 weeks after the single-dose Johnson & Johnson one dose, you can spend time with others fully vaccinated without masks or physical distancing. Fully vaccinated individuals also may refrain from quarantine after exposure to a known positive as long as they're asymptomatic. These guidelines do not apply to workplace or healthcare settings.
Tuesday, Calaveras County was moved to the orange tier. This means that some business and activities can now open up further with modifications. As the county opens up further, Calaveras Public Health urges caution and encourages people to take the necessary steps to prevent being exposed to the virus and to get vaccinated to help the county continue to open further. To learn more about how this change in tiers impacts business and activities in Calaveras County, please view the state's blueprint for a safer economy. Now, Calaveras Public Health has administered nearly 28,000 vaccines and continues to urge common sense health measures, including wearing masks in public, getting tested for COVID-19, and getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Vaccinations are now open to those 16 and older who live or work in Calaveras County. Appointments can be made on the MyTurn website. Walk-ins will be accepted based on available vaccine.
Well, state legislators have moved a bill one step further that'll give a boost to California business. The state Senate voted 37-0 yesterday to make Paycheck Protection Program loan money tax-exempt. Most of the loans will not have to be paid back. However, the state is required to collect taxes on that money. California business received a combined $97 billion in PPP federal loans during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, this idea was introduced earlier in the year, but Governor Newsom raised concerns because the CARES Act specifically stated the money could not be used for a, quote, tax cut. So more info was requested from the feds. The Treasury Department has alerted the Newsom administration California will not be in jeopardy of losing CARE Act funding if it passes the legislation. After being approved in the Senate, now moves to the Assembly. It will cost the state an estimated $4.4 to $6.8 billion over the next 6 years. Senator Borges, who represents the Motherlode, pushing for the tax exemption for PPP recipients.
And just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon, a three-vehicle crash on Highway 49 near Highway 12 in the San Andreas area closed the highway for a short time. The CHP reported that two people were flown from the scene with major injuries. Now, one of the persons was ejected from the vehicle and was found on the roadway unresponsive. The accident was cleared up, and the roadway was fully reopened just before 5 last night.
Well, after 2 months of prep and work creating policies and procedures, the Amador Senior Center has received approval to finally open for outdoor dining May 3rd. Now, for a little background, the Area 12 Agency on Aging did a survey of the state to discover if any other providers were open for outdoor dining. After hearing back that none were, the agency was hesitant to allow the Amador Center to open under the red tier. That led to a month delay. So to receive approval to open for outdoor dining in the red tier is a huge accomplishment for the center. According to reports, the center will first be the first service provider of its kind in the state to reopen for outdoor dining. Senior Center Executive Director Chris Calton says the staff has blazed a trail. He's incredibly proud of them and the organization for fighting hard for Amador County seniors. For more details on the outdoor dining, contact the Senior Center at 223-0442.
And CAL FIRE will be conducting a hazardous fuel reduction burn near Highway 26 and Hogan Dam Road in the Rancho Calaveras area today. That burn will start between 8 and 10. We'll wrap up about 6. Now, smoke and flames will be visible throughout the day today.
And the City of Jackson and George Reed Company performing roadway improvements in Jackson today, including Summit Street, Kearney Street, and Court Street. Traffic control in effect. All traffic, including motor vehicles, bikes, and pedestrians, should avoid the areas if possible.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.